You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Democrats heading to the polls for Thursday's primary will see three choices for city court judge on the ballot. All are Syracuse natives, all are running for office for the first time, and all have years of experience as attorneys who've tried a variety of cases in many different courtrooms. They also say the position is more important than people think. Shadia Tadros says a city court judge reflects the community we live in.
Who should sit and judge other folks in your community? That's why I'm giving people the choice, because in my community, people that have my kind of experience, compassion, and love for this community are the folks judging this community. And that's the significance of this race.
Tadros says she chose to run to talk about the issues and draw attention to a race that usually flies under the radar.
All of us could take a nice picture and smile and put it on a flyer and say, fair and unbiased. Who's going to admit to being biased, right? So these are issues and qualifications-based positions.
For example, Tadros says many voters are surprised to learn that bail and sentencing are at the discretion of a judge. Candidate Felicia Pitts Davis says she hears concerns about bail and how people are affected.
When you are held on a bail, if you have a job, you may not be able to report. If you have children, if you have a house or an apartment, all of those kinds of things that affect us daily can go awry. So bail questions are very important.
Pitts Davis says her 24 years as a lawyer have prepared her to serve the public at the next level.
Dealing with real life issues and ultimately that skill set, being able to weigh facts, being able to understand circumstances and context, that can be so important.
Pitts Davis says she empathizes with people who face any number of challenges that might arise. Party designee Ann Magnarelli says city court judges are unsung heroes who have the ability to affect change.
There is obviously space for compassion, whether it be in the form of considering alternatives to incarceration or working with the different stakeholders within the community to solve different problems, whether it be in landlord-tenant court or when we're dealing with code violations.
Magnarelli says she's seen firsthand some of the struggles facing residents in her previous role with the city's Corporation Council.
Whether it be income inequality, the racial disparity that exists within the city, I learned a lot, obviously. But being a native Syracusan and having lived here my whole life, still living here, I am invested in this community.
Magnarelli says most residents tell her they want to live in a safe community with adequate housing. Syracuse's registered Democrats will determine which candidate is the most qualified to advance to the general election and secure a 10-year term. Polls are open tomorrow from noon to 9 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.